What does the good life look like for us as believers, and how do we find it?
Well, I think the good life is interesting. I had a conversation with someone a few years ago, and they were telling me how their life was miserable. Okay, so, and think about what the word miserable comes from. That's the word they used. It comes, it's related to, at least, the word miser. Okay, so a miser is one who holds on to everything, and a miser is miserable. He is miserable. Right. That's the nature of it. So you would think, okay, he's doing this so he can be happy. He's being selfish so he can be happy, so he can live the good life. Well, this particular man went through a litany of things that had happened with him that were just awful things. And he had been sexually immoral. This had happened. And he lost his marriage. He lost his children, or at least the respect of his children. So many things he lost. He brought shame to the name of Christ, to his church, all of that. And then he said, and this is, I'm going to say, we were on the phone. So, you know, when I say he did it with a straight face, what I mean is it sounded like he was doing it with a straight face when he said, "And so I was living a good life, and as a result, all these things happened." And even as he said those words, "I was living the good life," I thought, what an irony. I don't think he was doing air quotes when he said, "I was living the good life." Yeah. We're so used to thinking of that as the good life that even when it ruins us, we're calling it the good life, but it's not.